Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week, and regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. And if it does add value, it would mean the world to us if you would share with a friend or to rate and review our show. It makes a big difference. Do you know the saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure? It's a saying that I've heard my whole life. I think it's pretty ubiquitous in our culture. I think a lot of people know about it. And I was thinking about this idea recently through a situation that Cole had and a situation that I had. And I'm gonna paint the picture for you. I have an Apple MacBook, and I was just, of course I did this, but I bought a version of the Apple MacBook, and there was a couple years where there were some significant keyboard issues and battery issues, and it's been a nightmare. For example, if my battery has less than 50% left on it, so if it had 49% and I open it up, it thinks it has zero. It was maddening. And then the keyboard, the keys would stick. And so I would hit duplicate keys over and over, and it would just be mind-numbing. It'd be so hard. It made me not even want to type. And as somebody who writes daily, it was really frustrating, because then what I had to do is the only place I could really be effective in my typing, which applies to my client communication and my writing, is if I were docked up on my computer in my office, so I had my other keyboard. Then there's Cole. Cole also has a Mac laptop, and his is much better than mine, because after all, he's a filmmaker, and he spends a ton of time editing, like really high-octane editing work. And I've seen what computers look like when you don't have a good computer and you're trying to edit video. That's mind-numbing. I've seen Cole want to throw computers out the window before. And so Cole had this MacBook that didn't quite do what he needed it to do, so he had to be at his desk in our office on his desktop in order to have the firepower to effectively edit his videos. So we're both tethered to our desks in our office, and maybe this is just me saying we don't want to sit by each other, but we were both limited in our technology in a way that hurt us. It hurt our ability to do our jobs well. And we're both growingly frustrated. Now, one could say, your computers are fine. They get the job done. Be financially responsible. Don't worry about it. Don't spend a bunch of money. But be responsible. Save that money. Invest that money. Put it into a high-yield savings account and make $4 on it. Whatever. But instead, we knew that our lives were being hindered by this, and we needed to make a financial investment in order to get ourselves in a better place, both so we can be more effective, we can do our jobs better, our sanity is restored. And so Cole decided he needed to buy a pretty high-octane computer. I don't even want to tell you what it cost. I don't even want to tell you. I don't want to get Cole embarrassed. No, that's just, I'm just joking. I would love to embarrass Cole. I don't remember what it cost. But I remember when he told me what it cost, I about fell out of my chair. But he needed something higher octane to do the things he needs to do. And to him, spending that amount of money made a lot of sense. It met a need. Was there a want in there? Probably. Probably. Did he need exactly what I bought? I don't know. There was probably a little bit of a want in there, but he did have a need for a higher octane computer. Me, on the other hand, I just needed a computer that worked. I didn't need something high-end like Cole. I just needed something that I could reliably type on. And Cole said, hey, Travis, do you want to buy my old laptop? And this is the whole one man's trash is another man's treasure. And I thought, yes, I do. Because his old laptop was a little bit better than my current laptop. and the keyboard actually worked and the battery worked. Huge upgrade for me. And I think he had pity on me. I think he charged me probably less than he could have. And I'm grateful for his pity. I will accept Cole's pity any day of the week. And I bought Cole's old computer. He bought a new computer. And just like that, everything changed. At that point, I was able to write anywhere. I didn't have to be sitting there. If I needed inspiration and I wanted to go somewhere else to a coffee shop or go meet with somebody else and spend some time at a different office, I could go do that. I could do it at home. I could do it after my kids went to bed, which now I write a daily blog and I write it the night before every night. I write it between the time when my wife goes to bed and I go to bed. She usually goes to bed a little earlier. And so I can write it right there. I'm at home with my family. And I've noticed that I have an app that helps me with my grammar because I need it. And it also tracks my productivity. And I noticed that I was writing about 75,000 words a week. And then after I got Cole's old computer, I'm now writing 125,000 words a week, which is awesome. I can just a visual reminder of the value that was added by me buying Cole's trash, because that was treasure to me. Cole, on the other hand, Cole bought his new computer. He claims it works stunningly well, and it's freed him to be able to go elsewhere. He's not tethered to his desk anymore. In fact, he sits out in the common area of our office because he likes sitting there better. And he can work at home now. And there's a lot of days where Cole will go home much earlier because he can get work done there too. So he'll go home, he'll see his wife and his daughter, and he'll go play and have fun, and then he can get editing work done. He doesn't have to be in our office. And when Cole travels, he can now edit. We can now ensure we're going to have podcast episodes when he's traveling because he has the freedom to do that now. I think the importance of this episode, it's not whether we should or shouldn't buy a computer. That's irrelevant. That's just one silly example. But I think it's really highlighting that we're all different. Our needs and our wants are all different. I could have gone and bought that high-end computer, but it really wouldn't have added value to my life. And understanding what really does add value to my life allowed me to purchase a much cheaper alternative. And on the other hand, it would have been real easy for Cole to say, I probably shouldn't buy this computer. It's expensive. But he also recognized what adds value to his life. And he wasn't buying a computer. He was buying his freedom. He was buying his mobility. He was buying time with his family. That was the investment for Cole. When he bought a piece of hardware, he was buying much more. I think every purchase in our life, I think we should look at it this way. It's often not what we think it is. One example would be, I remember having a couple friends criticize how much we were spending on babysitters when my kids were babies. And they would say, Travis, I can't believe you would spend that much on a babysitter. And I said, I'm paying a babysitter, but that's not what I'm spending the money on. This is an investment into my marriage. Being able to get out of the house, go share a meal with my wife, away from the kids, it was valuable. It was an investment into my marriage. I have a trip coming up to Asia. And somebody could easily say, Travis, I can't believe you're spending all that money on travel. And I would say, it's an investment into experiences, memories, and relationships. That's what it is at the heart of it. Dining out's the same way. If we're intentional about our dining out, we're not buying food. People often use the argument, a lot of the financial gurus out there we'll make the argument it's much cheaper to eat at home than it is at a restaurant. Well, yeah, it is. But I didn't know we were eating at a restaurant based on math. when we go and eat at a restaurant, we're building into relationships and experiences and memories. That's the value of a restaurant. I understand I can make a hamburger a lot cheaper at home than I can by going to my favorite restaurant. That's not the point. I went with the Northern Vessel, the coffee company that I'm a partner in. I went with the crew last weekend, and we went to this sweet burger shop, Lachelle's Fine Foods. My first time there. It's an institution in our city, and my Northern Vessel friends love it. They go there often. That was my inaugural journey to Lachelle's Fine Foods. My initial reaction was it felt expensive, but I had a wonderful experience. The food was incredible. But more importantly, me and the founder of Northern Vessel, but then two of our full-time staff who I kind of have gotten to know, but it was a chance for me to spend time with them and to get to know who are they really and build relationships. The four of us sat there for far too long, just engaging in conversation, building relationships, sharing an awesome meal. I'm definitely going back soon. That was the value of that. That was an investment. I wasn't buying a hamburger. It was so much more. And I have lots of good memories of that experience. And I can't wait to do it again. That's where I think we need to think about our day-to-day financial decisions. It's so easy to pigeonhole a decision and make it this very singular thing, and we sterilize it, and we make it a nothing burger, and we say, need or want. But there's more to it. It's often more than that. But also, we need to put it through the lens of, does this add value to our life? If I were to take a vegan friend and say, hey, we're going to go get a cheeseburger, I think they would say, well, that doesn't really add value to my life. that's not their thing. Or somebody who hates travel to say, hey, you should come on a trip with me. That wouldn't be valuable to them. And for most people to spend money on technology that Cole spends on technology would be a total waste. But it adds value to his life and to his career. We have so many techie things around the office that add value to what Cole is doing to produce amazing content for companies. That's the value of this. And I'm happy to take Cole's trash. I'm happy to have the humility to not need the greatest thing. I don't need the world's greatest thing. I need the thing that accomplishes what I need it to accomplish. That's the value for me. There are other areas of life where I will get the newest thing, and then to Cole, it would be ridiculous. But that's why we're all unique. And so as we're living in a world that says everything is black and white, either you should or you shouldn't, my values should be your values, I just want to encourage you to always think through that lens, that one man's trash is another man's treasure. And that what's valuable to somebody else might not be valuable to you. And so if you can overlook that perspective by others and really look at things about what's truly valuable to you, I think we'll be able to live with so much more meaning. And it doesn't have to be about the money. That's all I have for today. If you'd like to reach us outside of the podcast, we would love to hear from you. You can find us on Instagram, or you can find me, Travis Shelton, on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube or TikTok. We have a Facebook group. There's a link in the show notes. We have a daily blog. The link is also in the show notes. And of course, we have the resources and our video courses at meaningover.money. And for some of you, that may be a good next step. But if not, that's okay. We're just glad that you're here. And we hope this podcast continues to add value to your journey. Take care, guys.